This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
There is a bakery in Kuala Lumpur that's actually making pimple cakes where you can actually squeeze the pimples on the cakes.
What?
Yeah.
So a cake has been made with pimples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know your obsession with popping pimples, so I thought that'd be the perfect cake.
That makes me want to gag. There is no circumcision.
And
no.
It really does look like a pimple as well. So it's done with sponge and chocolate and it actually pops out.
So a cake has got volcanoes on top. How do you know they're pimples?
They look like pimples. So the cake is of a face with acne all over it, and you sit there and you pop it to get the chocolate out of the cake.
Yum. So chocolate comes out of the cake. Mm-hmm. It is sounding a little bit better. And where did you say, where is this cake?
Unfortunately, you can't get it in Melbourne. It's in Kuala Lumpur, but the bakery called Cakescape has been getting orders from all over the world. But the funniest orders and the most requested cake is cakes for hen parties.
So people are going to hen's parties and they're taking a pimple cake. I thought you meant to take a member cake.
No.
If you're doing a thing, I wouldn't want to be eating at the top.
Exactly. So what do you take to a hen's party?
A member cake.
And what happens when you squeeze a member cake?
Oh, it pops all out. This is all thing. Well, I cannot understand. Why would you have that at a hen's night?
Why not?
Why not?
Well, a bit of fun.
It is, sounds like crazy. Well, I am after cake, but I don't want to see you popping no cakes this early in the morning.
Anyway, I wanted to find out, what did you get up to yesterday, by the way?
I'm not sure why you're going.
Well, it was your day off.
Yeah.
So what did you actually do? Because I noticed some stuff in the backyard.
Well, I just gardened. I just went out and spent time in the yard. But I'm going to tell you, I did have a big issue when I was out there. I'm being attacked by moths, like these white little flies coming through. So I was thinking about getting heavy. I was going to get out the poison. I was going to go out and start attacking it all fronts. I mean, I went out and sweared and yelled at it, but the poor neighbour thought I was talking to him, so I had to come back inside.
Well, it sounds as bad as this story that I read yesterday, which was about a Brazilian man who turned his backyard upside down because his wife was yelling and screaming because of the cockroaches.
So
it turns out, the wife is scared of bugs and there was roaches everywhere. So he decided to tip petrol down a whole lot of holes and set fire to them. When that failed, he got the C4 out.
C4?
Yeah.
Like as in
dynamite.
Kaboom?
Yeah. And thought he'd put a stick of C4 down there and just see what that happens. Needless to say, he doesn't have a backyard anymore.
Do you know what? I'm quite impressed. That sounds very manly. I love a man that comes with a big bang, a stick of dynamite. You know, anyone wants to kill those bugs. No one wants bugs in your grass, in your lawn. Yep.
You with C4 and a cocktail is a remedy for disaster.
That sounds like fantastic. I'd have a go. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So did
he
kill the bugs? That's the most important thing.
No, the sad thing about it is when you watch the video, you can still see a cockroach and a snail walking along the footpath.
Did he blow himself up?
No, just the backyard. Literally, he turned his backyard upside down. So in the video, you can see the entirety of the backyard go up about 2 feet, spin in the air and go upside down. And so the grass was underneath.
So I'm actually a really good gardener then. Why? I've never gone out there and done it. There's times I thought about taking out a flamethrower.
Sweetie, you with petrol matches all C4 is a recipe for disaster.
A remedy for disaster?
No, it's not a remedy, that's for sure.
We can keep going, but I think it sounds like a lot of fun. I'm
just
very impressed.
Just buy some chickens.
Well, that is very true. They do eat all the bugs.
They love a cockroach.
They do. My stomach is talking, so I'd like to know what's for dinner tonight. I feel like something special, I'm not quite sure what. Just something simple, like homemade lasagna, maybe like truffle risotto. Something's not hard, it's just boiling rice.
I'm not Uber Eats.
Well, you're not Uber Eats?
No.
Well, what are we having for dinner? That's all I like to know.
Well, we're just getting takeout tonight because I've got to work back late, so we're having fish and chips.
No, I can't stand it. The new owners of the shop, they put too much batter on it. It's horrible. I don't enjoy it.
Well, you're not the only person that doesn't like the batter. I love it.
You like batter?
Yeah, but according to one person who recently put a post up, we've been eating fish and chips the wrong way, which has caused a bit of a debate. So after a food critic did a review of a local fish and chip shop and had written how delicious the batter was, a local man responded back in shock saying, you what? You ate the batter? So he went on to explain that the batter was actually there to protect the fish from drying out. So you're really actually not supposed to eat the batter. You're supposed to peel it off, then eat the fish.
That sounds perfect. That's what I do. So I'm ahead of the times.
No, I've seen you eat it.
No, I can't stand it. It's just slop on the end, on the thing. It's bad for your heart. That's why I have a trim, fantastic looking body. Don't eat the batter. Looks what happens. Yeah.
Really? Is that your excuse?
Well, no, it's not my excuse. I just don't like it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So we're having fish and chips.
Look, I can understand what he's saying, that yes, you know, the batter could protect. But there's nothing nicer, you know, especially on a Friday night when we used to go with the kids, you get the fish and chips and you crunch into it, bite down. It was nice. It was yummy.
Yeah, and all that oil runs down your arm and gets all over your face and sloppy.
But that's half the fun.
That's half the fun.
God, you've turned into a killjoy since you turned 51.
I'm going to say it once and once only. You ever say that again and you will not leave out here alive.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.